KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Aligned, Saving Kids. We are in our 22nd year, and we are a helpline, a referral agency. We offer parent support groups. We're in the yeshivas. We do staff training. We have prevention programs, elementary schools, high schools. Anyone interested in contacting MASC, whether it's for yourself, for a friend, a neighbor, for someone you sit next to in shul, jot down our number. It's confidential, 718-758-0400. This evening, I have with us a very, very courageous, brave mom who is here to talk about her journey of struggling family members. So I would like to welcome on tonight Batya Ruddle, who is using her real name, and she is an author of many books. And I would like to welcome you on tonight. Thank you for coming on and sharing your journey. Thank you, Batya. How are you?
I'm good, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Batya, let's start at the beginning of your journey. When did your journey begin?
So my journey began around 10 years ago. That was with I have four children, two boys, two girls. My oldest daughter started what we would call showing at-risk behavior. That was when she was in eighth grade.
And what were the red flags that you were seeing that she was showing?
Okay, so she changed her group of friends. She was experimenting with her SNEAS level. She was becoming not the sweet, the sweet little girl that she'd been until then. Just getting into a little more trouble. These were the early signs, and then she just started really getting into a lot more trouble. Going to town and hanging out with friends and drinking and stuff like that. And so things just kind of went down from there. Actually, she had decided to go to a non-Beis Yaakov high school, and I think that things really changed after that.
So, just for my listeners to know, you're married, you have four children, Kanainahara, and 10 years ago, I mean, MASC started, we're in our 22nd year, over 50,000 families have reached out and come to our programs, and we case manage. We make referrals. But here, 10 years ago, it was still a very lonely time for parents that had struggling family members. So how was that for you?
It was very, very hard. I did have friends, actually, who had struggling children already, so that at least within my own immediate circles, I did have who to talk to. But you know, we live in a world which is very judgmental. So, of course, there was all that judgment and there was all the finger pointing and there was all the shame and the embarrassment. And it was difficult. It was very, very difficult. But ultimately, it took me to a very, to a much better place. It took me to a place where I stopped thinking about what everybody else was thinking and saying, and realized that I had to be there for my child because no one else could be. It had to be me and my husband. And so ultimately it took us to a place way above and beyond all of the judgment and the criticism. So that was good.
Right. Now, were you always on the same page as your husband or him on your page in reference to what was going on in the home at the time?
No, we weren't. Like any family, we had differing ideas about how to handle things. My husband tended to be more on the strict side. I tended to be more on the easygoing side. There was a while where I was hiding a lot of things from my husband, because I didn't want him to get upset. And then I got to a point where I told my daughter, you know, we can't do this by ourselves, and your father deserves to know. So he came on board, and I would say that my daughter spent some time in rehab, and we used to go to group meetings when we used to go visit her every week. After we met with her, then there was a group meeting for parents, and I think that group meeting was probably one of the most important things we've ever done in our lives. And my husband feels that everything changed for him after attending those meetings, that group. And we were with parents from all walks of life, people that we would never have dreamt of even talking to beforehand. And we were all in the same situation. And I missed it. We missed it afterwards, actually, when she finished. But that was really, I think, a turning point. And my husband said he learned a tremendous amount from those meetings.
Well, just for my listeners to know, when I started MASS 22 years ago, I started it with parent support group to begin with, because the power of group is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's magic. Magic happens there for parents.
Yes.
And all through the years, our groups in Israel or in London or in Borough Park, Flatbush, now Lakewood, wherever we may be around the world, the magic that happens in group is unbelievable. And, you know, group is not for everyone. Some people feel that they're, you know, don't want to share. Nobody is pressured to share. I mean, you want to describe the group the night and how it was for you? We had 45 people sitting in the circle. Batya, you want to talk about the group?
Yes. So, first of all, there was tremendous support. I felt tremendous support for one another. There was no judgment whatsoever. I felt like people could be free to just share whatever they felt they wanted to at the time. The facilitator, if you could please remind me of her name.
Dr. Trish Attia.
Yeah, so she was outstanding, absolutely outstanding, the way she was compassionate, the way she validated, the way she very subtly she kind of reflected things to the person who was speaking, the way she provided support. There was one incident where, you know, there was a person who really said she needed to be supported, kind of held in a way, and Dr. Trish got up with another member and went over and hugged her, and it was really amazing to see it, and yeah, it was really amazing to see it. I don't think there's anywhere else. So I don't think anybody can really outside of that get that kind of support and understanding.
Right, and for those people that want to attend group, call the Mask Helpline. We'll tell you where the groups are located, Flatbush, Burbank, wherever they may be. And there are other groups, Muncie, that we can refer you to. So call 718-758-0400. So, Batya, let's move on. I mean, were there any sibling effects in your family? Any other children see mom and dad struggling with their older sister? And how was that for them? I mean, the one that's doing all these negative behaviors, and you're so busy taking care of her, how were they?
So, I don't have just one struggling child. They actually all are struggling. At the time, it was three of them who'd all been through some very difficult things outside of the home. And my husband and I, we saw that it was our, once we understood what they were going through, what they were dealing with, we saw it as our job to help them with these things. It wasn't really a relationship issue between parents and child. But we did have our good child who was doing all the right things and giving us a lot of Yiddish and Nachas, and she was doing well in school and had lots of friends and was very successful. And I did not give her the time and attention that she needed. I was barely just, you know, surviving. I myself was after some very hard chemotherapy treatment for a liver condition. And so I was just barely treading water. And I knew I wasn't giving her that attention. I knew I wasn't. But I did what I could. And she eventually broke as well. And it was different with her because she was angry. She was angry at us, me especially, because she'd had a very close relationship with me. And she'd put up a wall. Also, she didn't want to cause my husband and I any more pain than we already were in. And she put up a wall. And Baruch Hashem, we are in a good place now. But I would say that out of all my children, she is the one who really took me to the higher place of really, really, with the unconditional love and twisting, and just, you know, it was a whole different level because there was a relationship issue with her where there wasn't with my other children. So there were a lot of negative emotions that were triggered, and so I think I had to work much harder with her than with the other three.
So, Batya, how did your book come about? I'd like to know your very first book. I mean, here you are using your name, letting it all hang out for everybody to know, taking off the mask, your own mask, the mask of denial, the mask of shame, and you were so brave. You wrote a book. Why don't you tell my listeners about your book?
Okay, so this, my latest book, Omer Derech, it's my seventh book, actually, and out of my seven books, this is the most important work I've done. How did it come about? So 2 years ago, I ran a column in the Bina magazine called On Their Derech. I took the Off Their Derech title, and I changed it to On Their Derech, because I do believe that each child is on his or her derech. And I ran a 12-week. It was actually supposed to be 6 weeks, but the column was so popular that they extended it to 12 weeks. And I wrote a weekly personal essay about raising my children on their derech. How was that inspired? That was inspired by a woman called Ruchi Koval from Cleveland, who is a Kirov worker and a public speaker. She had posted a blog about her kind of revealing how she has got several struggling children. And when I read it, I felt like I could have written it myself. It was really outstanding. So I reached out to her. Subsequently, we became good friends. And then I thought to myself, hold on, why I should be doing this. I thought that Ruchi was incredibly brave. And then I said to myself, hold on, I have a leadership and I'm in the field. This is what I should be doing. So I discussed it with my family, with my husband, with my children. My husband wasn't too thrilled about it to start with because he said, you know, we're going to be airing our dirty laundry. But actually, I didn't write about any personal details. What I had learned through the whole experience, and we discussed it with our rabbi, and then Bina were very excited about doing it. And so that's how the column began. After the column, I felt like, okay, what now? I have to do more. So I started a support group for MIPS, we call it, Mothers in Pain, Mothers of Struggling Children. It's been going for the last 2 years. And then I was approached by Tamar Ansh, who is the acquisitions editor at Futsal Publications, and she asked me if I would be interested in turning the column into a book. So I did. I mean, I gathered material from parents who have struggling kids. They wrote about their experiences. It's a compilation of poetry, prose, essays. I have essays from the children who have been through it or still are going through it. Also, professionals in the field. Rabbi Shimon Russell introduces the book. I have Rabbi Lobenstein, Uri Zohar, and my column, of course, like the whole Bina column is in there. And it came out a few weeks before Pesach. And like I said, I feel like Hashem gave me the honor of being able to do it.
And what has the reaction been? I know the parents at Mass are all excited about the book, but what has the reaction been to you?
The reaction has been incredible, because it's the first book of its kind. Just hearing how it's giving people comfort. I'm hearing from parents who are not in this parsha, so to speak, it's helping them to understand. And that was, I had two goals with the book. First, to provide support for struggling parents, and so they wouldn't feel alone. The second was that people who are not going through this nisayon, and it is a nisayon just like any other, people who are not going through this nisayon, through reading this book, would be able to develop compassion and understanding, and therefore hopefully become less judgmental. And that's happening. I'm getting that feedback, and it's exhilarating.
Yes, it was written with so much sensitivity and insight and honesty, and the storytelling of what it's like. Each page is so filled with reality of what families are struggling with and how it is in a Sion and how they're able to overcome. And it's really having a teen at risk changes a person forever. They
yes.
are more humble. Do you want to talk about that, please?
Yes. So I always say that there is no other Nisayon that we have. There's no other challenge that we have that requires us to change ourselves, to grow, to become people that we never knew we were, to find things in ourselves that we never knew existed. There is no other challenge that requires us to do that than the one of having struggling children. As we know, there are many struggles that we deal with today, but this one requires such tremendous change. And I feel I can speak for myself. I mean, obviously I'm not there yet, but I definitely feel that I've had to find attributes which are godlike in a way, in order to learn how to accept this unconditional love, the patience, the understanding, the lack of judgment. These are attributes of Hashem, and we're actually being given the opportunity to reach those within ourselves. And so in many ways, as painful as this challenge is, as tremendously agonizing it can be, it's also a gift, because we've been chosen for this challenge, which means we have been chosen for that growth and to become more godlike.
Absolutely. So many families have the debilitating effects of addiction, internet addiction, whether it's drugs, alcohol. Some have challenging issues like learning disabilities, molestation, which is so very painful, and a lot more behind closed doors, on the helpline, in support groups, but with the help of all the local media, newspapers, magazines, I must say it's more out there where parents recognize that they should not go through any of these challenges alone. And
absolutely,
they have availability now, and to come out, to get help by people that are very sensitive to whatever they're going through, and we reassure them. And families inspire each other, whether mm-hmm. it's by the group, reading your book, getting a parent mentor, but this is all in response to, being able to advertise out there. We've been advertising for all these years, and it's heartbreaking what families go through, but families are encouraged. They have nachas. We are invited to weddings and bar mitzvahs and simchas of families in recovery, spiritual growth, whatever, they may be, struggling with. They come about, they come around, and we have so many success stories and nachas reports of families repairing some of that damage. And I want to talk about that it's not always only a child. Many a time could be a spouse, a sibling, and mask is not there only for, children. We are there for people in their 40s and 50s and 60s that are struggling with all mental health issues. So while people think mask is just about drugs and alcohol, we are so not about drugs and alcohol only. When I started, it was meant for parents with kids that are struggling with, addiction, drugs, alcohol, etc., gambling. But fast forward over the years, our main mission is prevention, prevention, prevention. And we need to recognize and see the red flags early on, elementary age, or a married spouse, red flags, whether they're drinking, drugging, gambling, whether they have mental illness, not taking meds, yes, taking meds, need a therapist, need a psychiatrist, need an inpatient rehab, whatever it may be, call MASC. We can lead you to a 12-step program, whatever your philosophy of your family, of your Rav directs you, call MASC. You can call anonymously, and we can give you the right referrals, whether it's through MASC or other organizations. We will give you all the ideas that are out there to try and get you to where you need to go for your loved one. So, Batya, What message do you want to leave my parents that are listening with, or anyone listening tonight on this radio show? What is it you want to say to them?
So, really, just to add to what you said, is just don't be ashamed to go to a mask meeting. Don't be ashamed to reach out. Don't be ashamed to sit with other parents who are in the same situation. Don't go through it alone. Going through these things alone is sometimes worse than the actual thing that's happening with your child. The feeling of loneliness is devastating. And like you said, the support is there today. It's not like it used to be. There is support. There's so much more support. There's so much more awareness and people who are forming tremendous deep bonds with one another. I mean, I think that the relationships that I developed with fellow sufferers, so to speak, is so much deeper than any other relationships. We do not need to go through this by ourselves. We do not need to go through this alone, and which is really why I wrote my book. And I felt that it was a mission that Hashem gave me. I felt that he chose me for this, which I'm incredibly humbled and grateful for, that to just be able to have a part in that, of being able to help parents feel that they're not alone and that they're understood. So, just reach out and don't feel ashamed or embarrassed, and because nobody there is going to be judging you. Everybody's just there with love and support.
And not everybody needs to speak when they're in the group.
Right.
You could just listen.
Yes. And just from listening, you can gain so much and hear so much and learn so much. And, yeah, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Batya, it's wonderful having you on. I hope you share your Nachas reports with us continuously. And if anybody wants to reach Batya Rettel, feel free to call the Mask Helpline. We will get her to call you back. Our number, again, is 718-758-0400. And if you need a referral for any mental health issue, whatever it may be, if you want a program in your home, we can do a program in your home for 5 of your friends. We could bring somebody to speak about any mental health issue that you're interested in, whether it's borderline, whether it's schizophrenia, whether it's bipolar, whether it's depression, drugs, alcohol, whatever addiction, please call the Mask Helpline, and we have referrals for you in your neighborhood, in your area, with your insurance. We will give you the best choices. We always give more than one. So we will give you the best choices for your family, closest to your home or the place you work. So, again, I want to give you our number. You can call anonymously, 718-758-0400. And if anybody wants to get trained and get a free naloxone kit, which is like Narcan, for prevention of opiate overdose, we can come to your home as well and deliver it and train you in your home. So call 718-758-0400. And I want to thank you, Batya, again for being on. Thank you, Batya.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to just wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.